Our guest today is Dr. Shan Ping Yu from the Center for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation. Dr. Yu received his medical MD and graduate MS in pharmacology degrees in 1982 from the Capital Institute of Medicine and Institute of Pharmacology and Toxicology, Beijing, China. In 1990, he earned his PhD degree in psychology and biophysics from the State University of New York at Stony Brook. In 2008, Dr. Yu was recruited as a professor to the Department of Anesthesiology, Neuroscience Division, Emory University School of Medicine. In recent years, Dr. Yu has collaborated with Dr. Thomas Dix and Dr. Ling Wei in the development of a novel pharmacological hypothermia therapy and demonstrated its protective effects against brain damages after ischemic stroke, hemorrhagic stroke, and traumatic brain injury. He is also investigating pain-induced deficits in cognitive and functional activities in animal models of CNS and PNS disorders. Cancer cell apoptosis and cancer pain regulation are other main topics in his research. These investigations take advantages of integrating cellular, molecular, and animal technologies to develop effective and feasible therapies that aim to be translated into clinical practices. Dr. Yu, please tell us about the research you're currently focusing on.
We are doing research basically in the neuroscience area. My research is focused on the development of novel treatment for stroke.
Why are you researching strokes?
The reason we are interested in stroke is because stroke is a serious problem in the United States. And according to American Heart Association and the CDC, the statistics tell us that there are 140,000 people in the United States die every year from stroke. And average, every 40 seconds in this country, somebody die from stroke. It's a very high number, unfortunately. And in matter of fact, a stroke is the third leading cause of human deaths in this country after heart attack and cancer. So it is a serious burden in our society, and also it's a serious threat to human life and the health.
Is there a certain age group your research centers on?
We know most of stroke occur to older people. For example, for anybody older than 55, and your chance get a stroke is increased with age. So for every 10 years, your chance to get stroke will be increased by 5 or 10%. And so that's why in VA hospital, we are really concerned about the treatment of stroke, because if you consider many veterans, they belong to the aged population. So stroke is directly related to veterans' health. And so that's why we want to improve the treatment.
Are there particular treatments used on stroke victims?
Unfortunately, in hospital, we only have one FDA-approved drug for stroke, for acute stroke patient. That is a thrombolytic drug we call TPA. But TPA only can be applied within 4 and 5 hours after the onset of stroke. So many patients missed the therapeutic window. And if you give TPA to patient 3 hours after stroke, and then you increase the risk of bleeding in the brain or increase risk of hemorrhage in the brain. So there's many scientists has been working very hard, try to develop a new method. We can treat the acute stroke treated patient, so we can save life. We can improve their functional recovery. So that's also the work we are doing.
Are there different types of strokes?
Yes, so stroke is, there's a different type of stroke. For example, you have ischemic stroke and hemorrhage stroke. Then the difficulties here is you have to have a clear idea right now in the hospital to know exactly what type of stroke you have. If you are hemorrhage stroke, you cannot be treated by using the drug TPA. So basically, you have no treatment right now.
Well, that's not good news.
It's not good. That's the problem we try to overcome. So that's the research right now. I'm focused to develop a treatment that can treat all type of stroke.
But there is some good news.
Good news is we have been known for a number of years that if you reduce patient's body temperature, brain temperature to certain degree, see if from the normal 100 degree Fahrenheit, if you reduce by 10 degree to around 90 degree Fahrenheit, then this will protect patients. And so their damage from stroke attack will be reduced. And they recover better, and they recover faster. So there, because this is very effective, so many scientists have been working to how we can apply this hypothermic therapy to patients. And actually, right now in Europe and in the United States, there has been several clinical trials going on. And so far, we have very encouraged data from those trials. So we know therapeutic hypothermia is safe and may save lives.
What problems are you facing with this treatment?
The major problem right now is using the conventional method to apply therapeutic therapy to reduce body temperature or brain temperature is not easy. And because we know that in our brain, there is a regulatory center which are responsible to maintain normal temperature. That center is located in the brain region called hypothalamus. So whenever you try to reduce the body temperature, the regulatory center will fight back.
It sounds like it works like a thermostat for the brain.
Like a thermostat. Yeah, they have a sighted thermostat. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard to change it. And one of the major response in your body is shivering. So once shivering happen, so then you have a problem to reduce temperature. So the traditional method, for example, using ice or cool air, mm-hmm. where it basically is very ineffective. And so people has been developing other methods, for example, using cold saline, do the intravenous infusion. So that's relatively better, but still you cannot avoid the problem of shivering. So because of this problem of shivering, in most cases you have to put patient under anesthesia. Yeah, you have to, patient has to be under sedation to be able to reduce their body temperature. And that's create a lot of problem. For example, increase the possibility of infection and slow recovery, those kind of issues.
Have you found that this treatment works?
Yes, it's highly effective in the animal models. As I said, it's also been effective in human patients in those clinical trials. So there's a major problem, although we know it's effective, but it's so hard to apply to patients. So our research has been developed a new method. We can treat patient, not use physical method, but we use a hypothermic drug. So we call it pharmacological hypothermia. So the advantage is we can give the patient the specific drug that actually is acting on the thermostat in your brain. So they reset in your setting point in the brain to reduce the setting point, then the whole body temperature will be reduced naturally. And there will be no shivering occur. So we are very excited about this advantage, and we have been testing in many different animal models. We tested in rats, in the mouse model. We create a stroke animal model in those animals. We tested in the ischemic stroke model, hemorrhage stroke model. We even test this method in a traumatic brain injury model, the TBI model.
So this could also be used for traumatic brain injuries suffered on the battlefields.
Yeah, they share the similar mechanism, the injury damage in the brain. So once you reduce the brain temperature, you also show protective effect against the TBI injury.
What kind of progress are you making in this research?
Another thing is, I mean, we are making the progress since it's a so promising a treatment. So now we are moving forward. We have been testing this drug in not only in the rodent, but we're testing in monkeys. Mm. So currently, our monkey experiment is going on in a collaboration with National Non-Human Primate Center in the Yerkes Center here in Atlanta. Hopefully, after we finish the monkey study, we can start the clinical trial with stroke patient.
And how soon do you think you can begin human clinical trials?
That's a good question. We hope we can move forward as fast as possible because the clinical need for stroke patients. Right now we have a VA national grant support. This is a 4-year support research focused on this pharmacological hypothermia therapy. So hopefully, when we finish the monkey study, we finish the experiment in the rodent animal models, in about 3-4 years, we should be moved forward to clinical trials.
You sound excited about the progress.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think this is the area we can make our contribution to improve the health, to save lives of the general population and the veterans.
Any final thoughts?
I will appreciate general support for the society, the veteran population, to the medical research. I think the research is important. We understand the mechanism. We develop the novel treatment. Eventually, I think it will benefit for everybody.
We would like to thank Dr. Shang-Ping Yu from the Center for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation for being our guest today on Via GARS. The Atlanta Rehabilitation Research and Development Center of Excellence for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation, CVNR, and the Atlanta Office of the Birmingham Atlanta VA Geriatric Research Education and Clinical Center, GREC, proudly partner with GARS to reach veterans and their loved ones with information about research and services at the Atlanta VA Medical Center through this monthly broadcast, Veterans Information at GARS. The CVNR's mission is to foster the health and well-being of veterans through uniquely synergistic research impacting visual and or neurocognitive function. The mission of GREC is to improve VA healthcare delivery to effectively meet the medical, psychological, and the social needs of older veterans through research, education, and the clinical services with a special focus on mobility, palliative care, and incontinence.